Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, we had a great day out street preaching today at a farmer's market. I want to talk to you about a topic, sackcloth and ashes. Yeah, have you heard about this? There's a popular false teacher. I won't mention his name. I've already exposed him on the internet. Going around into Washington, D.C. and doing sackcloth and ashes as a stunt to get media attention, to get more clicks on the internet. It's really just a theatrical practice doing sackcloth and ashes today. I want to talk about it. First of all, I find it highly hypocritical of these men who do it for a stunt. They make all kinds of videos. They try to get media attention. And right after they take off their big baggy tunic-like sackcloth clothing, they're in worldly clothing. And they're carnal and unbiblical. True holy saints of old that did this, they were godly men that wore robes and tunics, were pure and holy before God, not worldly men just throwing on sackcloth and ashes for a stunt. So let's just get that straight. So let's talk about sackcloth and ashes. It was done in Israel for the most part, and it was a sign and a symbol of mourning and repentance that men did. All right, and in truth, goes all the way back, I'll list some scriptures. God never really ordained it or instructed men to do it. All right. Now, it's mentioned in verses in the Old Testament. It's mentioned a few times in the New Testament and in Revelation. We'll get there. Genesis 37:34. And Jacob rent his clothes, put sackcloth on his loins, and mourned for his son many days. Again, it's a sign of a broken heart, humble repentance, sackcloth and ashes. Okay? 1 Kings 21:27. And it came to pass when Ahab heard these words that he rent his clothes, put on sackcloth on his flesh, fasted and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. Again, mourning, broken heart, repentance. Again, I have to go back. God has never commanded or instructed men to do it. I can't find a verse where God ordained this. This seems to be more of a descriptive thing, telling us what the Israelites did, rather than a prescriptive thing, something that God ordained. See the difference? When it's described, it's just something we see being done. When it's prescriptive, God has commanded it to be done. God put us in tunics in Genesis 3. God tells ladies to cover their heads. God tells us how to preach the gospel. God tells us the commandments and ordinances in the New Testament. These are prescriptions, not just descriptive. So let's keep that in mind. Now, this verse references it. It's a little bit different. Ezekiel 27:31. And they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee and gird them with sackcloth. They shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. So, again, going back to the beginning of this, we can't find where God originated it, but it's mentioned in Scripture. How about this verse? Isaiah 50:3. Says, I clothe the heavens with blackness and I make sackcloth their coverings, talking about the heavens. So again, sackcloth is mentioned, but again, what's the purpose of it? And it was primarily practiced in the Old Testament. So this is an Old Testament way, except for one reference. We'll get there. Now, Jesus does reference it, but remember, Jesus' life came right between the Old and New Testament. Matthew 11:21. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. So yeah, Jesus mentions sackcloth and ashes. Now, keep in mind, it's a sign of repentance. That's right in line with what he's talking about. But it wasn't in the New Testament body. We never see any New Testament saints instructed to do such a thing as sackcloth and ashes in Scripture. We never see it. It's nowhere ordained, okay? And Jesus is clear in Matthew. He says, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. He never commanded sackcloth and ashes in the New Testament. There's many things in the Old Testament we don't do anymore. This was an Old Testament practice, all right? Now, there is a scripture in Revelation 11, verse 3. It's the only scripture I can find where God actually ordains and he says he's going to use this. And it says this, I will give power unto my two witnesses. They will, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. There's no mention of ashes, and they'll be clothed in sackcloth. So God is definitely prescribing this here. That's God doing it. In the future, in the tribulation, with his special two witnesses. That's not going on today in the New Testament body for just anybody. These false teachers that think they're prophets, these word of faith, NAR types. No, that's not for them to do. That's God ordaining it and prescribing it. Again, I want to say, nowhere in the New Testament body do we see it ever being done. If you practice it, you're adding to the New Testament ways that God ordained. Only God can do that. You can't, men. These false men say, well, they're repenting for the nation. Sackcloth and ashes are stunts for media and YouTube clicks and internet attention. God does not require that today for repentance. God told us what he required for repentance. Go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. You hear that? Back then, God was requiring them to turn from their sin. It hasn't changed today. He still is requiring us to turn from our sin. Americans don't like to do that. They just like to pray. They put on stunts, sackcloth and ashes, and prayer festivals. They're not turning from their sin. They're still in heresy, evangelical false religion, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, feminization. That's not turning from your sin at all and living in holiness. If you're going to put on sackcloth and ashes and keep your sin and your evangelical false ways and your worldliness, your carnality, your feminization, your pagan holidays, you make sackcloth and ashes a joke. It's absolutely a joke because God is looking for obedience and repentance. The sackcloth and ashes was an outside symbol of that, all right? These men are still, like I said, united to false evangelical world and religion. They're worldly, they're feminized, they're paganized, they're carnal. They're so far from the truth. Again, they're making a mockery out of repentance and they're using sackcloth and ashes. This was a practice that was done in mostly in Israel, in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament, and not in America. There's no evidence God will spare our nation if we use sackcloth and ashes from its great wickedness. There's no evidence. God had one nation, that's Israel. That's the apple of his eye. It's not America, all right? I tell people that all the time. They get mad at me, but it's not America, all right? We can repent. We can find grace and new life in Jesus Christ who shed his blood for us, but we must forsake our sin. We can't go on and keep living false ways and worldliness and carnality. Now, what are we to do today? If you're saying, well, Brother Jim, why don't we do a sackcloth and ashes? What are we to do today? We are to focus on the risen Christ in our repentance. He's what we focus on. Obedience to his word, holy living, not some Old Testament practice that looks really cool today that Peter nor Paul nor Jesus ever did that we can tell or instructed us to do so in the New Testament body of Christ. 1 Peter 5, 1 Corinthians 11 tells us we're to imitate them, not the men in the Old Testament. Why are you imitating Old Testament men and not imitating what the Bible who the Bible tells you to imitate? Peter, Paul, and Jesus Christ. None of them did sackcloth and ashes, men. Here's a fact and a great news. Christ bore our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. He alone is our object of repentance and hope. Instead of sackcloth and ashes, we need to show repentance to follow after and obey Jesus Christ. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. God does not want sackcloth and ashes today. He wants repentance and obedience to his son. It's very clear all over scripture. Paul also tells us that we pray and the Spirit helps us. The Old Testament men did not have this indwelling Holy Spirit. Everything was fleshly in the outside, like with their instrumental music. All right? Today we mourn and we cry out in the Spirit to Christ. We don't need sackcloth and ashes. Yes, God will bring it back in the last days. You can ask God why he's going to do that. But that's God doing it. That's not you or me or any of these false teachers doing it. Sackcloth and ashes is not for the New Testament body today. It was never modeled for us. And for us to go and do it, we're leaving the pattern of the New Testament body and we're doing it our way. That's idolatry and sin. All right? We cannot have that. We must be following what God has ordained. If he brings back two witnesses and in the tribulation in the last days he puts them in sackcloth, that's up to God. That's not up to you or me or any false teacher today that's keeping heresy, worldliness, ecumenicalism. They reek of sin. These men are wearing sackcloth and ashes as they don't even teach sound doctrine. They don't even deny or expose the pre-trib rapture. They don't deny all the word of faith heresy. They don't deny the false gospels. They don't deny the pagan holidays. They don't deny the corruption and sin and worldliness and wickedness, how the world has come in with sports and music and entertainment into the body of Christ, so-called body of Christ. They don't deny any of that. Yet they're walking around in sackcloth and ashes. That's pathetic, wicked, and shameful. No, my encouragement to you people, hold fast to the new covenant we have in Jesus Christ. Repentance in the Spirit and truth worship of God. Don't be going backwards into Old Testament shadows. If God brings it back one day and he's going to bring some things back, that's up to God. Let his ordained ways be his ordained ways. We're called to keep what Christ ordained through Apostle Paul. Matthew 28:20, keep the commandments and everything he said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Matthew 28:20. Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down in 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Neither of those places do we see any of those men in the New Testament doing sackcloth and ashes. It was an Old Testament practice that God allowed. It was never directly ordained by God. It was an outside fleshly show of repentance. It's all they had. Today we have the Spirit. Today we have Christ, our great intercessor. Today we have our model, the New Testament body, that is not showing us sackcloth and ashes, but calling us to faith and repentance and holiness to obey God with all that we are. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that teaching on sackcloth and ashes shows you that anyone doing it today and then living a worldly, unbiblical, evangelical, feminized, paganized, corrupt life, they're just using it for a stunt. It's like prayer. Oh, the National Day of Prayer, but then nobody changes their sinful, corrupt ways. This is a stain against a holy God, and it will not stand on Judgment Day. I'm calling it out. Throw away all of those things that used to be done. Seek after Christ and his New Testament word. Let God take care of the future and what he does with such things as sackcloth and ashes. Hey, we love you all. Traveling on the gospel road, I'm going to go rest my voice. I hope that's been edifying to you. Let me know I can help you in faith. Go to our teaching blog. Teaching every day. Articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs. To edify the saints. We love God. We love our neighbor. We want to pour out. We only have so much time left. We're getting older. The world's getting darker. We want to pour out to the saints. We want to call out to the lost and bring them to repentance. What a dark, wicked world we live in. But we have a glorious Savior that's coming for us. Let us keep our eyes on him, not go backwards into the shadows of the Old Testament. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.